What's up guys, Invisible Woman's hero trailer has finally dropped and as a support main I'm super excited. Here's a first look at her gameplay and abilities. Sue's primary fire serves as both a healing and damaging projectile. Her passive allows her to go invisible by either being out of combat for a while or by double jumping. If she attacks, uses an ability, or double jumps again while invisible, this will deactivate her stealth. Sue also has the ability to create a wide front facing shield in front of her teammates, which regenerates over time indicated by the UI on the left. Her shift ability creates a vortex field which sucks enemies in and deals damage over time. She also has a surge ability which she can use to either push or pull enemies. Finally, her ultimate creates a circular field that hides any teammates within it from enemies' vision. It also heals allies and slows down any enemies caught within it, including their attacks. Wow, I've got to say, Invisible Woman's kit looks absolutely insane. She has stealth, she has damage, she can heal, she's got the shields and tons of crowd control using her vortex field and psionic surge. Not to mention her ultimate can do so much as well, so I think she's definitely going to be one of the top tier strategists in season 1. The only downside that really comes to mind is that maybe her healing output isn't as crazy as characters like Luna Snow or even Dagger, so you might have to make up for it by playing more offensively or getting good use out of your utility. But that wraps up Invisible Woman's abilities. Let me know what you guys think of her in the comments below. I will be trying her out myself later today as part of the early access playtest, so I will keep you guys updated and let you know my thoughts.